Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, February 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Cell outage, massive amounts of meth, to the moon, and no hair exemptions. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, my plane landed in Dallas yesterday, and my phone didn't work. It was the apocalypse. Everyone's freaking out. Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, Atlanta. These were the cities that were hit the worst with outages. Also parts of Florida, Michigan, and New York. If you were hit with this outage on your cell phone, you weren't even able to call 911. AT&T says it was caused by a software update. They said it was not a cyber attack. Meanwhile, 3 weeks ago, the head of the FBI testified in front of Congress that the Chinese Communist Party-backed hackers are targeting U.S. infrastructure, such as water treatment facilities and electrical grids, to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities. That was 3 weeks ago. So hopefully this wakes us all up. What are you doing to prepare if or when China completely hacks our water, electrical, or internet systems? Customs Border Patrol officers seized 6.5 tons of meth in Eagle Pass, Texas, valued at $117 million. It's the largest seizure at a port of entry in a single enforcement action ever. The cartels, they overwhelm Border Patrol with a bunch of people, and when the agents are distracted, they come across somewhere else with drugs. That's enough meth to kill over 3 million people. A private company has landed on the moon, first time in over 50 years. Intuitive Machines is the company that built and managed this craft. They confirmed that it landed upright, but it sent back a weak signal. How many countries do you think have been to the moon? I had no idea. I would have guessed U.S. and Soviet Union. Also, China, India, and Japan, 5. China did in 2013, India last year, and Japan just last month. But this is the first from a private company. An 18-year-old high school student in Texas has dreadlocks. He's been suspended from school because his hair is too long, violates the dress code. The rule is, if you're a boy, you can't have your hair below the top of a t-shirt collar, below the eyebrows, or below the earlobes when your hair is let down. The boy's lawyer says this violates the Crown Act, which prohibits race-based hair discrimination, the Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair Act. He claims these dreadlocks are an expression of cultural pride and his civil rights are being violated because he's not allowed to have dreadlocks. The court ruled against the young man. He said he's very angry, especially that this happened during Black History Month. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, Putin, running wild right now, murdering at will, incarcerating American citizens that are in Russia. It's obvious that Vlad the Evil Lad fears no one in the West. Now, that's not President Biden's fault, although Trump did a much better job containing Dr. Evil. Whether he could duplicate that in a second term is unknowable. If I were president, I'd halt U.S.-originated flights to Russia and clearly say that all American citizens should leave right now. I would keep the U.S. embassy open, but with a skeleton crew. There are places in the world where dangerous conditions simply overwhelm any reason to go. Some countries in Africa, Haiti, Burma, North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan fall into that category. I will not travel to Mexico because that country is so corrupt. Americans have no protections whatsoever there. The foolish college kids spring breaking down there are insane. If you get into trouble, no one will help you. Comprende? To be fair, there are places in the USA I won't go. Oakland, south side of Chicago, Ninth Ward, New Orleans, San Francisco, to name a few. To be fair, this from a guy who dodged violence in El Salvador, Argentina, Northern Ireland, and the aforementioned Haiti. Right now, the world should totally boycott Russia. That's about all we can do. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. So Bob says, I'm proud to say the name Alexander Smirnov mentioned on tonight's broadcast is the first I have heard. This confirms your journalistic integrity, O'Reilly, and my total trust in your reporting. That's right. I had to bring it up. We did not mention this guy. Again, because we cannot confirm anything about him. So. Stephen Desmond, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Trump wins the appeal of his New York City judgment. Can he recover the money paid with interest? He will recover every cent. And it's possible that he'll recover lawyer's fees from the state of New York. I don't think that'll happen, but it could. Tom Cannon, North Richmond Hills, Texas. You stated, O'Reilly, there was a fringe group of Republicans in the House that are just like the Squad. You are wrong. To make that comparison, there are members of the Squad that literally hate the country. I believe you'd be hard-pressed to find fringe Republicans who hold that same belief. I think you're right about that. I don't think the far-right Republicans hate their country, but that wasn't the point. The point was that you have extremists in both parties. So McCarthy should still be Speaker of the House. He did a good job. In my opinion, humble opinion, he got booted because of the right-wing extremists of the Republican Party in the House. That hurt the country. Hurt the party, hurt the country. Johnson, I don't know. I'm watching him. He's all right, seems. McCarthy was a good Speaker of the House. He grasped the issues. He had negotiating skills. And they booted him. Matt Gaetz and these guys, I mean, come on. Extremism does not help the country, no matter what side it's on. In a moment, something you might not know.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. As Joe Biden's approval hovers in the mid-30s and questions mount about his cognitive health, some Democrats are demanding a swap at the top of the ticket, and it is not Vice President Harris. Can Michelle Obama replace President Joe? Here's a brief background on her. Born January 1964 in Chicago, Michelle Robinson grew up in the city's South Side. She attended Princeton, then Harvard Law. She met Barack Obama in 1989. The two married 1 year later. Since leaving the White House, the Obamas have made at least $200 million. Michelle alone received $65 million for her memoir, Becoming. That book, a global bestseller, has been printed in 100 languages. The former First Lady currently charges, ready? $200,000 a speech. And some corporations and foreign governments pay that. In 2018, the Obamas signed a deal with Netflix to produce a series of documentaries and feature films. That agreement is now worth another $50 million. So the question remains, does Michelle Obama actually want to be president? Last month, she appeared on the Jay Shetty podcast and said this.
What's going to happen in this next election? I am terrified about what could possibly happen because our leaders matter. Who we select, who speaks for us, who holds that bully pulpit, it affects us in ways that sometimes I think people take for granted. And we cannot take this democracy for granted. And sometimes I worry that we do. Those are the things that keep me up.
And here's something else you might not know. Should Mrs. Obama choose to enter the presidential race, she has a good chance of defeating Donald Trump. Latest polls show 59% of registered voters hold a favorable view of the former First Lady. That figure falls to 42% for Donald Trump, 38% for President Biden. So, will Michelle do it? Impossible to predict. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the first TV, Samsung TV Plus.